From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. This year, all 36 of Texas's congressional representatives are up for re-election, but only one of those races is considered by most observers to actually be competitive. When it comes to state house and senate races, the vast majority of those seats aren't terribly competitive either. Why? Well, in part because a lot of districts in the state are drawn with an overwhelming majority of one party or the other. All week, we've been answering questions submitted by listeners about politics in Texas. Today's question is about redistricting, and it comes from Austinite Tim Campbell.
How have Texas district lines been drawn? What's the political fallout and policy fallout from how these lines are drawn and redrawn?
6 years ago, Campbell moved from Minnesota to Austin for grad school. After he graduated, he said he started to wonder about the politicians who represented him. So he looked at his congressional district, and he was surprised to learn that it goes all the way from central Austin, where he lives, to the south suburbs of Fort Worth. And he got to wondering,
how does it happen, and who's responsible for deciding how they're drawn?
That seems like an easy question. The Texas Constitution is clear. After each census, the legislature creates maps for state and congressional legislative districts, and the governor signs off. In reality, it's never that simple. New maps usually launch lengthy legal battles.
It is always true, whether in sports or in politics, that the rules are going to affect the way the game is played. And that is not any less true when we're talking about redistricting.
Rebecca Dean chairs the political science department at UT Arlington. She says legally, districts have to be compact, contiguous, and contain an equal population. The Voting Rights Act says districts can't be drawn to reduce the voting power of communities of color. Lawmakers can make districts more winnable for their political party, though. And Dean says both Republicans and Democrats do it.
Political parties want to draw the lines so that they are more likely to keep power and to keep their opposition from getting power.
After the last census, the Republican-dominated Texas legislature started drawing new maps. Kel Seliger chaired the Senate's redistricting committee. In 2011, Texas Tribune's Evan Smith asked Seliger whether the politics should be taken out of redistricting.
What do you think about that?
We ought to take the calories out of fried chicken, too.
But not entirely possible.
Right.
Still, Seliger said he wanted to be bipartisan.
We're trying to do it as any other bill that in the Senate is going to require some votes from Republicans and Democrats.
After half a decade of legal wrangling, Democratic Congressman Mark Vesey says the maps drawn by the Republican-led Texas legislature fell short.
It was really meant and designed to discriminate against Black and Hispanic voters and maximize Republican seats.
Vesey says that's why Tim Campbell, our question asker, ended up in that district that confuses him.
You end up having districts that split Travis County up into five different pieces. You have districts that run from Fort Worth to Austin.
The maps were quickly challenged in court for violating the Voting Rights Act. A federal court drew new maps, which Texas challenged. The Supreme Court got involved, and the maps were revised again. Those are pretty much the maps we're voting with in November, even though the lawsuits continue.
This is the best we can do, given what we got.
Lydia Camarillo heads up the Southwest Voter Registration Education Project, one of the groups involved in the ongoing lawsuits. She says the 2010 census showed huge growth in the state's Latino population, and it's not right that the new maps didn't reflect that.
Not only were they working to dilute the vote of Latinos and other communities, but they were intentionally drawing the maps to dilute our political influence.
The last part of Tim Campbell's question is how all of this affects policy. Congressman Mark Vesey says safe seats make politicians more partisan and cause Washington gridlock.
If we had more seats that were competitive in the state and around the country, then I think that people would be much more pleased with what they get from Congress.
That lack of competition, according to political scientists, dampens voter turnout. And Texas, it regularly has some of the lowest turnout in the country. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.